The Sentai Review, episode 121, Kamen Rider Agato. Alright, here we are on another Sentai, and okay, we will go ahead and announce it here. There will be a break in the filming schedule. Okay, this episode and the next episode will come out like normal. Then there will be a two-episode gap, and the reason for that is that our behind-the-scenes guy, the guy that does all of the website and things like that.
The disembodied voice. Yes.
He is funna gonna get married, and we have to funna gonna wear monkey suits.
And I'm wearing the really monkey suit, because I'm marrying them.
Yeah.
So there's that. That's what's going on. So there's going to be a special episode on the next episode of the Sentai Review to deal with that said...
What?
...thing.
Your so, spikes are, like, super low.
That's because he's no longer holding the mic, so it doesn't go up to his face. So make it Shane jealous.
How about now?
Yeah, that works perfectly.
Okay, so anyways.
Which I even, like, I put the mic condom on my mic because I'm sitting right in front of a fan because it's been hotter than fuck in this room all day.
Dude, it has been. And if the fan is being picked up, then I'm sorry, but yeah.
It's like
it's
82
room
degrees.
Of death.
And we're in a, what, maybe 6x7 room with my fat ass, your fat ass, Scotty's fat ass, and Shane's fat ass.
And that's when we're not passing gas.
Yeah, and that's when we're not ripping ass.
I have not done that at all in this episode.
Not yet, but at least we have slushies. That'll make up for when you decide to start ripping ass. Because at least we'll be like, oh God, funny gonna die!
You're confusing Shane. Okay.
Don't care if I die. I die happy.
Around the room.
Repoid Bill William Bush.
Seth Lovell Saria.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree Proto Guy.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. All right, so here we are. Let's get this file thing open because we have a lot of them to go through. Now, I would like to address something before we even start. Somebody commented in one of the last videos, I believe it was the last Kamen Rider, and I understand. I really do. I get it. But there is a legitimate reason to not putting the forms in order. The computer puts them in alphabetical order. We take them and we do them as they show up. Now, I realize that some people were like, oh, but that messes up the forms and it messes with your guys' score because you see this guy, you see that guy. Maybe so. But as we're coming into this and we don't know the material yet, the idea is to rate on the material that we see, being a fan of that material, but not quite knowing what we're looking at. This show, and I don't know why I have to keep doing this.
And Bill's the one doing it calmly. I'm the one who's not.
This show is designed in a way to help everybody. You know what it's like when a new show is coming out? And you still got like a year before it comes out, and they start showing you the pictures. And
the previews.
And then you get into it, you start talking about Easter eggs and what you see in the background and what they're talking about, what this might be and what that could be and whether this looks good and whether you like that or don't like that. Well, this show is that every single week. Sometimes we've seen the material and sometimes we haven't. And
most
when
we
haven't, most of the time we haven't. Now, the other part of this show, when we talk about the shows that we've seen, like the second part of Zio, I promise you it's coming. I promise you it's coming. Even if I have to get up here and do it by myself, I promise you it's coming.
And if anything, it'll probably be with me.
Okay. But that part of the show is different. Then we're talking about the show. That's not what this is. So,
especially considering how much of the Kamen Rider we have here in the U.S.
So I could go out of my way and I could look up wikis and things like that to get the forms and the order and everything and kind of give away part of the storyline to myself. And most of the time, sometimes that doesn't bother me and sometimes it does, because sometimes knowing something will help what I'm looking at, but sometimes not knowing something is exactly what makes this show what it is. So this is not meant to be a giant disclaimer, but I'm trying to let you know why these aren't in order. What we do is we do the most rudimentary search possible that says, this is what's in the show. Then we get the files for it, then we review the files for it. And if they're not in order, that's because we didn't bother to look up the details, because we don't want to change the way the show works. The show seems to be successful on the idea of the randomness of it and the surprise factor that goes into the show. And if we take that out, we're just a review show like every other show online. And I've said it a million times before,
not everybody can be a fucking expert.
Everybody online is an expert. Everybody. If you type in right now, if you type in Sentai reviews, will come up, and then a whole bunch of experts will come up. And yes, I actually think we're that high in the search engine. If you type Sentai reviews,
hold up.
I think we appear pretty high on the list in terms of
hold up, I gotta open up a new tab because I still need to keep all that information for your air filter so your air conditioner will work.
But yes, this is what I've been trying to get across, and I didn't want to go through text. I could have responded to him and got crazy about it, and I kind of did. But I didn't want to because I wanted to be able to come in here so you can hear my actual reasoning. What?
Sentai reviews. The very first thing that comes up is Super Sentai with the drop down so you can look it up. The very next thing, Sentai Review YouTube channel. Then the Gizmodo guide, and followed by a whole bunch of other bullshit, which I'm not going to give anybody else any
more
stuff.
So we appear at the top of the search, basically.
We are basically, we're second to the top, other than like, here's if you want all of your information about Super Sentai.
And I'm telling you, the reason that this show was successful is because we're not experts. Everybody is an expert. That's what everybody is. I tried to avoid that. I tried to purposely design a show where we could just be fans. And as we come into this material and our fandom grows, and you'll notice if you look at the first episodes, we don't make the references that we make now. Now we're far enough and we've seen so much of this material and we've been advised about it and told what this is as we get into it, that now we make references to other Sentais and things like that we could have never done before. And so our expertise is growing. But the idea was to keep us away from the idea that everybody online is an expert. Everybody. Doesn't matter. I'm telling you. Go on YouTube. Look up any review you want. They'll give their expertness. They'll tell you everything they know and all the background information and everything they were able to look up through Wikipedia and why they know something you don't know. I don't plan to pander to you. I'm a fan just like you are. This is fan material. So now that that's all out of the way, and I'm sorry, I know I literally just took up like 5 minutes at the start of this show, but that is the reason these are not in order. So if they're not in order today, that's all I could say about it.
By the way, I'll go ahead and I'll let you know. If you guys are listening to this in podcast format, that's probably, you know, the nice way is what Bill's saying. If you're watching it on YouTube, Scott probably has a giant middle finger up being like, everybody needs to shut the fuck up because you should already know this by now.
If I haven't deleted it already.
It's kind of true.
Because it's getting that anal.
We're in the fandom drop, man. Yeah. This is how fans react.
No, I mean, they've been going over this time and again. It's like, you guys need to do this in order. You need to do it this way. No,
that's not how we do this. It's the way fans react. It's just a fan thing, because let me tell you, we're not exactly safe here either. I mean, you have your fan moments too, like Justice League Action.
Huh?
Exactly. You were very mad when you saw that thing coming out. I have two videos about reboots and angriness.
Oh, that bullshit.
See? There we go. That's being a fan.
Kid-friendly bullshit.
That's being a fan. It's fanaticism. That's what the key root to fan is.
Yep.
So this will happen from time to time, but that is the best I can explain as to why we do the show the way we do.
Yeah, and like I said, I will also go ahead and apologize for Scotty because he does get pissed about that shit because he's the one editing the videos, he's the one finding the pictures, he's the one looking all this shit up, and then everybody's hounding him being like, make sure you do it like this because I want it like this.
Not only am I putting the videos together,
we're trying to get it for everybody.
Well,
but I want.
But also working two jobs, getting from home... From those two jobs, working
we're
on the videos.
We're getting personal.
Yeah.
We're getting personal.
Getting personal. Yeah.
It's kind of making it personal.
I know, but we're getting personal. That wasn't the point to that. I'm trying to avoid the personal angle, because really, I'm just trying to explain why they turn out this way. Oh my God, this is going to be a problem. Shane, there are folders inside of folders.
I warned...
Okay, so, Form 1, another Agito. Inside of this form is another Agito and burning form. We're going to do another Agito first. And,
Five pictures, thank God.
Oh my gosh.
I tried to get a handful, that's it.
Okay, well let's see what we're dealing with here tonight.
He's not terrible. It's not that great,
but
he's not
reminding me of Kamen Rider Zero.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought Shane dropped the mic for a second. I was like,
Okay, next. Water!
Rider kick.
Okay, all right, next. Okay, next. Okay,
He's got a gun.
All right, here's my thing. Here's my thing that I'm having trouble with. Next, with this guy... And, man, I hope this whole thing isn't like this. Something about Kamen Rider. I don't want them to be, like, biological monster men. I want them to be
dudes
cybernetic human dudes.
Yeah.
Dudes in suits. Cybernetic superhero, million-dollar man kind of robot dude guy in a rider suit. That's what I want.
Not quite Guyverish.
Right, not quite Guyverish. I don't want them to be bio monster men. Like, so this guy's not appealing to me at all.
So, it so feels you don't like want the bio men?
No, I don't. Next.
That's it for this first form.
To me, he's not a Kamen Rider. Give him a one.
Yeah, I'm going with a one as well.
To me, whatever this is, lost the idea of what Kamen Rider was. They
1-5.
They tried to push into that Guyver territory and be like Guyver is what he is. A bunch of vines come out of like a weird gym thing and they fucking swish around him and he turns into a biological robot man.
Yeah.
That's what he is. It works. He's a biological monster thing.
This guy
That's
seems
not
like,
what these are.
This guy seems like he would be perfect for a Guyver show.
Right. He would work as like a guy, like a Guyver enemy.
Yeah. Anyway, that guy got himself a dollar and a quarter.
Well, good for him. Now we're going on to the burning form.
That's not
I'm
bad.
Going to admit that this looks cool.
Yeah.
It really does.
It does look really cool.
That is awesome looking.
To
fucking
me,
the royal purples and shit.
To me, you still have to be forgiving to the idea that you like Kamen Rider and he's in the Kamen Rider show. I'm going to give him as high as I can, but I'm not going to give him basic because I still don't think this is a Kamen Rider. He's 2.9. He's as high as I can go before I jump into him actually being the 3, because I think he's awesome.
Wait, is there only the one picture?
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I think he's awesome looking, but this is not a Kamen Rider.
I'm going 2.5.
Oh, yeah, Bill.
I'm having a hard
time
with this guy.
Shane's struggling.
I really am.
Yeah, me too.
This is one of the more difficult decisions I've had to make
Fuck
on this
it,
show.
2.8.
Because he does work for Guyver. If it's a Guyver guy, 5.
Right.
But because it's Kamen Rider, and I don't see the Rider, and I'm sorry.
The only thing that I see that's Rider is like
the belt.
Fucking belt buckle and the eyeballs. That's about it.
Now that they've been
like
they've
the
been
knee pads even look like it's the fucking Punisher symbol or like fucking Spawn's
but
belt.
He does. He looks like something out of a Spawn comic.
Yeah.
If you were not, if you were in anything else, you would get a perfect five.
Yeah. Oh, his design is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't know if it's fantastic
Shit.
For Kamen
Swap
Rider.
Him out for fucking Zero. Let him be the fucking hero in fucking Kamen Rider Zero or whatever, the fucking movie.
I'm going to go ahead
Perfect.
And
that would have been amazing.
Give me the same score that Bill gave.
2.0, okay.
Because this is still Kamen Rider.
2.22, so far he's winning.
Okay,
he should have been. He should easily win.
Now we're on Kamen Rider Agito, which is the oh my god,
Jesus
subfolders.
Christ.
Dragon Eyes form is good. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Okay.
What the fuck?
Hey Bill.
Flame form.
Hey Bill.
What?
I heard you like forms in your form, but I got some forms for you inside
oh
more
god.
Forms.
Okay, I am now on Kamen Rider Agito, Kamen Rider Agito, Dragon Eyes Forms Flame Form.
One picture, oh thank God, okay.
Like I said,
Fuck.
I tried to go very light on this.
That's a Kamen Rider!
Yeah, that's a Rider.
That's a Kamen Rider!
I love it!
Perfect!
Yeah, that's a
3.5.
No, perfect! He's
no.
solid!
No.
He's solid! I'll give him a 4.2, I think he's really cool.
Like, don't get me wrong, the only reason I'm giving him the 3.5 is just because, like, the mismatch doesn't work for me. Like, the fucking, his entire right side being, like, a red and fucking all, like, hardcore, but then, like,
Maybe that has something to do with his character, like, maybe, like, the right side is, like a weapon, or maybe, like, his, like,
maybe,
arm, like...
But even so,
like maybe he has, like, fire punch thing
something like
or
that,
something.
And that's why
yeah.
his right arm is so ridiculous looking.
Right.
I'm giving this guy a 4.9.
Damn, son.
I'm sorry. I thought
he's pretty cool looking.
I like
I'm gonna reserve a score that high because I'm sure.
Yeah,
3.3.
I don't.
Okay,
listen.
Still not grabbing you.
I can see the writer part of it, but it's like something's off for me. All
right, okay. 3.9, technically 8.
I like him.
Okay, I am
so
on Kamen Rider Agito Dragon Eyes Form Storm Form.
Whew.
And yes, Shane, I'm going to say all of that every time.
It's a slight
yeah,
step.
Yeah, see, because now it's his left.
Well, maybe each form has a different arm that it utilizes some kind of awesome attack.
Maybe it's because it's blue, I'm falling down to 3.8.
I'm going down to 3.9 because I don't have a problem with the color blue. But the other one was just so awesome.
I'm still at a 3.5. He's basically the same thing. He just fucking inverted his shit.
Well, we're gonna be dealing with that, a lot of that. So
3.2, just a little notch down.
3.6.
All right, Shane. I am on Kamen Rider Agito Dragon Eyes Form Trinity Form.
Which this one's probably gonna be fucking blue on the left and right on the red on the right. Oh look, I called it.
I don't like him. I don't know.
Yeah.
The chest is throwing me off.
3.
Yeah. Oh, man. 2.6.
Same.
Damn, son.
I'm very fickle.
No shit. We already know that. 2.8.
I'm fickle. I like what I like.
Okay, now we're on to
ground form.
All right.
Jesus.
Now I'm on... Oh, okay. Kamen Rider Agito ground form.
Praise the sun. Okay.
The gold and black work.
Take your fucking hands off your hips.
You know what he looks like? He looks like he's in a Western and he's going
to
go...
Yeah, that's what
draw,
I was about to say.
But he has no gun.
He's looking like he's reaching for some fucking side pistols. He's like, where are my guns?
Where are my six shooters?
Where are my guns? Where are my guns?
Black and gold, always a proven color scheme, always.
And the silver yep. adds something else to it. It just adds an extra flair to it, I think. I like the silver with it. I really do.
Next.
Okay. I'm liking this dude. I'm liking this dude a lot.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not hating him. Next. Agito.
Dude, look, I mean, that not...
And the colors aren't mix-matched like the previous
No, form. This looks really cool.
Yeah.
I'm digging it.
Really like one thing that keeps standing out in every form. I really like his helmet.
The helmet has been...
It's like stronger if he would have been cool.
But since that's never going to happen...
Look at his head.
Yeah. See, this is what happens when you put a little creativity into your characters.
Instead of a life vest.
Yep. Yeah, I'm
Look,
sorry.
Just because the guy who created that suit was big into Back to the Future...
And next. I'm okay with that. I'm big into Back to the Future. I don't think the vest is cool. I like
Dork
it.
Dork thinks he's going to drown.
Next.
Fighting poses.
Dude, gold and silver, black, those three colors for me, at least, work out so well.
Next.
Oh, sick. Dude, once again, I'm getting...
I officially want to see this one fight the Gold Ranger from Zeo.
Dude, every time I see something...
Dude, the manga stuff is so cool, but all I can do is look at the artwork.
I get such a...
I know.
I found like five or six of them and added them to my manga reader on like my phone.
I get such a...
But none of them can I find that are properly translated.
I'm telling you right now, when I see this stuff, I get a Cashern Sin, Phil. I really do.
Next.
And now you fucked it up. Oh my god.
Shane, you know what that is? Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie fucking paintball outfit.
Next.
Yeah, that's it.
Alright.
That last picture really hurt it.
Yeah.
Give it a 3.8. It would have been higher. It would have been higher. But since this is a... We go by design.
I'm at about a 3.7.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm around 3.7, yeah.
I'll go 3.7.
I would have pushed it a 4 or higher if it wasn't for that last picture.
3.73.
Okay. Kamen Rider Agito Ground Form Power Up.
One picture. All right, let's see this. Okay. Come on, be cool.
There we go.
And your helmet got spikier?
Yes.
I think his shoulders got spike, an extra spike too, so. He got more horny.
I think we're just going to give him a 3.725 and move on.
Let's do that.
Or, well, a 3.73, like the last one.
Is everybody cool with that, with your same scores? I'm cool with that.
Moving on.
Yep, I'm cool. Whoa.
What the fuck?
Come on. I'm sorry, some of these power-ups, putting a few more spikes on is not a power-up.
Exactly.
Yes, it is, Shane. It means he's more menacing and cool. Remember the last rider?
Okay, we have Kamen Rider Agito Super Form.
Forms.
Burning Form.
One picture for the Burning Form. Please be...
Burning Finger? What?
Oh, that is kind of cool.
That's not terrible, yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it for some reason.
I'm trying to think of what I'm a complex dude.
Because I'm complex, I think that putting an extra few spikes on a power-up is lame. But then all of a sudden we get this, and this guy's got spikes coming out of his head for days.
Oh, shit, that's what it reminds me of.
Hmm?
The gauntlets remind me if you were to cross Shredder and Batman.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, dude, 4-4.
Oops, not 44. Goddamn phone.
This guy is so great. He gets a 44 out of 5.
I'll go with that. 4.4? Yeah, I'll go with that.
I love it. The red. 4. I like red. 4. Red's my favorite color, so anything with
cool,
red.
Cool, then we're in agreement. He's a 4.4.
Good job, guys.
So far, you are the highest.
Is he?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Nobody's broken 4 yet.
Kamen Rider Agito Super 4 Mirage Agito.
You could be cool. Mirage?
No, because that just makes me think of goddamn.
You're not. You're not cool. You're not cool at all. What the fuck?
Look, the wrist blade on the thing, that's kind of cool.
That is neat, but
yeah, fuck on you, guy.
One.
Yeah, one.
One. Yeah. You have Scott speechless, dude.
Yeah,
good job.
Scotty's in a stunned silence, and he's the one who grabbed these photos.
So you already knew what we were getting into.
Oh, I kind of knew. It's just that seeing it on a bigger screen is a lot different than a laptop screen. So
yeah, it's kind of true.
It really does show all the shittiness.
Show the shittiness.
0.5.
Well, it made Scott's list.
It looks more like one of those other aliens that we...
With the fact that you went from a cool burning form to the Mirage.
He's not a rider. He's not a rider.
No,
give him a 2.
Bill was a little... Bill, you were the nicest.
Bill was many much
You
generous.
Were nice, man. You were nice.
1.13.
Good. You deserve it.
Actually, he kind of reminds me of, like, some of the villains from, like, Onimusha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
So okay. That's actually kind of cool. So put him in an Onimusha.
Oh.
Perfect. I'll get him a higher score.
Kamen Rider Agito Super Forms Shining Form.
Shining Finger?
Shining Form.
Because we already had the Burning Finger.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Well, the Burning Finger got an STD, so.
Ha ha!
Okay.
It's not terrible.
He's got some protection on.
It's not that great, but it's not that terrible. Oh, my God.
I can't give him the same score as his last form, but I can give him a better score than the previous one. Easily.
Is he wearing a matador vest with the little fucking, the lucky cat thing that holds the giant fucking coin, you know what I'm talking? Mm-hmm. Is that what he's wearing for his chest piece?
We're going to go ahead and say yeah. And
two.
Silence. Two. Bill.
This guy is ass.
Damn. Okay, Bill's going to give it a 2.5.
1.5.
Jesus Christ.
The only look,
the
if I learned
is cool.
If I
That's
was given if I was given any knowledge whatsoever from Solid Snake, the only reason to do this to your chest is if you're going to auction it for a high price.
Yeah. Or if the person controlling you is dumb and likes to run around with a croc hat and a fucking shotgun and go on a killing spree.
Shane likes what Shane likes. 3.5. Can't control what I like.
No, I get it, yeah. Young Ocelot.
What you got, guy?
Whoa.
Three? Okay.
This gun is the best gun.
2.5.
Okay, we're on Kamen Rider
G1. G. I wonder if he's a 1. He's not terrible. He's not a Kamen Rider, but he looks pretty badass.
Looks like a straight-ass robot.
This is the toy.
Next. Still looks like a straight-ass robot.
Yeah. Like
Next.
I said, if this were more of a movie than, like, the series... Wait, is this a movie or is this a series?
This is... I don't know which one G1 is from.
Sky...
Because some of these are going to be from the some specials and special movies along with the series, so...
Sky feels like he's just a straight-up robot.
Yeah.
And Kamen Riders are not Reploids.
It's kind of true.
So once again, 2.5. I can't even get to a 3 on half of these guys because they're not right. They're not supposed to be straight robots. Even if he's not a straight robot, when you guys get into the comment section and tell me about how wrong I are and I am, I are, and tell me
you are wrong.
You are wrong. Like. It doesn't matter. He's
you
not
are a baboon.
Kamen Rider is not supposed to be robots.
Actually, I'll kind of agree with you, Shane. And the only reason I'll agree with you and give him a 3 is because he does look hardcore as fuck. But he is wrong.
He is average. If you're into this stuff,
like again, yeah. If he was in anything else,
a lot of these, a lot of these guys get a higher score if they're in anything else.
I'll give it a 2.5.
This was a G2? No.
2.75.
Was that G3?
Okay, is there...
Was there not a
G2? Okay, whoever has the ability to, in the comments, please tell me why there is no G2, or maybe we could not find it.
No, I looked. There was G1, G3, G4. I don't know why, but story-wise, I guess there was never a G2.
Okay,
made.
Comments in the section below.
Unless
tell us
like
why
a,
there's no G2.
Some other
We're going
special,
to G3. So. That's fine. I'm sure we'll get an answer for that. Oh.
Huh. Grenade launcher, eh?
Next. Okay, well, yeah. He's kind of neat. Next.
Yeah.
There
we go.
Okay, he's still a robot.
He reminds me of a cop, like a robotic cop.
Well, police are more introduced in the series now, so.
So, is he... Well, to be fair, our knowledge of Kamen Rider is... fucking low.
Maybe it's something about leaving the spandex behind and moving into a new generation of Kamen Rider. Maybe the spandex are gone. Maybe that's something that we're going to start getting used to or something, but like these guys feel like robots.
No, the
They're
spandex
not supposed
isn't
to
gone.
Be...
I could see it from like his stomach.
He's
down.
Just covered.
But he's a Reploid.
Yeah.
He's covered in armor. And since we don't get to see anything else...
We've seen armor on other guys, and it didn't look like this. This guy's a robot.
And I'm noticing something else that's missing. The show is called Kamen Rider.
I haven't seen a bike yet.
We've seen one. The very first person had a bike.
Yeah,
look at him right here. You could say it's all armor, but right here, he is a robot. Look at all. Look at this, how he's got the jointed and segmented fingers and everything. This is cheap makeup design, but he's a robot.
You can't knock.
That guy is not a rider.
Huh, okay.
Okay, sweetness. He still looks cool, and he gets a 3. He's average. I mean...
Yeah, he's 2.7.
He can get higher if he was in a different show.
I'd say 3.2 for that basic form, since we've got two more forms.
No, again, I'm at a 3. Again, he looks fucking amazing, but if he was in something the fuck else...
I need a bike.
2.98.
I need a bike.
We're on G3 Mild.
Your helmet got...
Next. He's a robot. Next.
He's a 3 again.
Yeah, like 2.7 again. They're robots.
GTA. Is that G3X?
No, that was G3 Mild.
Yeah.
3.
Next one's
2.93.
Okay, we're on G3X.
Do you have a bike, sir?
No.
No.
You're not really changing much on this.
He looks like that one fucking thing from the goddamn, what is it, like the Pokemon
Next.
With Robot show.
Next. He's Mega Man with a gun, Mega Man X series. He just keeps getting upgrades to his armor. He's a Reploid.
Yeah, I know.
That is really...
Oh, that's it.
It is really cool, but it doesn't feel like a Kamen Rider to me. Just because he's a bug guy, this dude's a robot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Metabots, especially the first guy you see, he's like a bug robot guy.
Yeah,
Metabots. And that is
whatever,
what this dude has been reminding me of this whole time, is Metabots.
Yeah. Give him an upgrade. You change out this, you change out that. Give him a new arm, give him a new leg. Change out his gun. Now his gun is a fucking minigun instead of a grenade launcher.
In Kamen Rider, he doesn't fit. Something else, he does fit. He does look cool. There's nothing wrong with his design.
It's just a matter if he's not a fucking writer.
I'm not. We have went through already well over a dozen pictures right now, and we still have yet. We've only seen one bike on one writer, the very first one that we did. Yep. The show is supposed to be called Kamen Rider. I need a goddamn bike, because so far you're fucking Kamen Cop.
He's got a chain gun.
Kamen Chain Gun.
Damn right.
Okay, that's next. Actually, I like that name.
Yeah.
What is that?
Concept art.
There you go.
What are you, RX-78?
Yeah.
Exactly. He's a fucking robot.
Catch yourself your fucking shield.
Yeah, next. He's got his shield. He's got his giant fucking gun.
That's it for this X.
Yep, 2.9 again.
3. I'm going to keep doing it.
3.2.
Can't keep doing it.
Okay, 3.03. Moving on.
I'm on G4.
You look cool. Bill.
Next.
I think we're under the impression that this is just going to keep happening.
Next.
I like his blue eyes.
Yes, blue eyes
are
really
sweet. Cool.
I love the eyes. The helmet, I like the helmet a lot.
Next. Maybe there were a set of robots that had something to do with the plot.
Well, with police and military getting involved, it's possible.
It's possible maybe, that's
if
what
it
we're
is police
doing.
And military, then this man needs to be going... Stars. Holding that.
Yes. I love that weapon, by the way. You know, because we haven't seen the show, and we know nothing of the show, maybe this does work if we actually see it.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
And maybe then all this talk...
I think one of the problems is that if these guys... Okay, here's the thing. If this guy really is just named G4, then maybe he is some sort of cop robot thing, and maybe he does fit perfectly. But if we're to be under the assumption that he's a writer, then he doesn't.
He doesn't. If he's a writer, you don't fit. If you're a cop, you fit.
Because that dude's a robot. Next. Okay, yep, there you go. Yep, 2.9.
It's a 3.
I'll go with a 3.
2.98.
Okay, we are on...
G4X?
Yes.
Yeah! Oh, a bike!
A bike!
A toy with a bike.
The closest thing to a rider I've seen in this whole damn show.
And he is a cop. Yeah. Okay. He's police.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and ease up and call it a 3.5. I'm not going that high because to me this is still a robot.
By the way, as far as I can tell from what I just looked up, G2 is manga only.
Okay, but that's still
yeah.
Whatever these guys are, if they're riders, to me they're just robots.
Yep, exactly.
He gets a 3.5. I'm doing the same thing. He got a bike. It really helps.
3.5.
Okay, then we're in agreement. He's a 3.5.
Okay, we are on Kamen Rider Gills Exceed Gills.
Exceed.
Pew. Ah!
He doesn't look robot there.
He looks like a villain.
I don't give a fuck. Look at the blades on his fucking feet.
No, he seems more rider than the other guys I've been seeing.
Look at that design. Whatever. He's got blades for days.
Blades on his blades on his blades.
Dude, that's so cool.
Eh.
You don't like it?
Eh.
I give it a 3.9.
I'll give it a 2.5.
Holy shit, your spikes are lower than a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying.
Okay.
You literally need to be deep-throating your mic, guy.
Oh, my.
There you go. See, now you got spikes.
Okay, we are on...
Wait, I didn't get a bill score.
Oh, man, that's because I didn't care enough. He's a 2.5.
So would that...
That gave a motherfucker a 2.73. Moving on.
Gills. Okay, the next picture. Holy shit. Okay, next picture. Holy shit.
There we go.
Okay, that's what I've got.
I like his helmet. A lot.
This didn't really... Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, he's, God.
He looks like his clothes are too baggy.
You know what the helmet reminds me of?
What?
The fucking The Tick. If you were to blow up the fucking ears and shit on The Tick, that's what it would fucking look like.
Sir, you just got a higher score. I like the helmet. The helmet really does work.
I don't know, because The Tick, he kind of looks a little bit goofy. The only reason I love him is because he does dumb shit, like yell spoon.
Let's go ahead and 3.5.
Okay.
I'll go with a 3.
Oh, 2.5.
Uninterested.
Yeah, I so am.
2.75.
I didn't know I was reviewing robots today.
Yeah.
V1.
Oh, holy shit, look, robot.
RoboCop.
Next.
RoboCop with the fucking Spartan helmet?
I'm about to say, it is a very Master Chief.
Next again.
So we, what are you going to give Master Chief Rider?
I'm going to give him, if he was in Halo, probably a 5 for looking like one of my avatars. I just need to spray paint him another color.
Yeah, if he was in Halo, it would work.
Fuck, giving him a 2 again.
3. 1. 3. 1, 2, 3. 2.25.
Are we done?
No.
Yeah,
technically,
we're done.
We got the wrap-ups.
Okay.
Look at that. A Kamen Rider.
You're so...
Wow, we're
I don't know why
that.
He's there, but yeah, he's...
Yeah, we already seen that one. Oh,
okay, well, there we go. That's more than likely the actual first picture, so here we go.
That one at the end is really...
Hey, look, a Kamen Rider with other guys.
Get that guy out of there. I can handle the robots, but I can't handle
him. Since I don't need it, I'll go ahead and I'll put my fucking
look
phone down
back.
So I can
look
enjoy
look at this
my...
dude on the right here.
Dude, I can't handle him.
I drink.
I can literally... You put another robot there, I can handle that more.
See, he is a robot. He is a monster.
The guy in the green is a rider.
This guy's fine. He's not quite your normal rider, but I'm willing to let it go.
He's like a battleized version.
And then this guy, he's a common rider.
Yeah. I'm guessing that guy's the main rider, so.
Yeah. Next.
Yeah.
So are these all...
7 of these things
so
are
supposedly,
not like the other...
Supposedly, all these are forms of this one guy. To me, that just doesn't seem reasonable. It doesn't seem believable. as if any of this is actually believable when we plug it into the real world, but but this doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem like this guy could ever, for any reason, become this guy. Like, how did this guy in the front here become RoboCop?
No, he doesn't.
RoboCop Master Chief?
No, because there's multiple people as riders, so...
So these aren't forms.
They're forms of each one of the apparently four different guys.
I feel like... the first four in the fucking...
This is a guy. Each guy that's highlighted is the actual guy.
Yeah.
And then what you're looking at to the side that's not highlighted are their forms. So this guy is this guy.
Yep.
This guy is this guy. That's the idea that I'm looking at here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, among those, yeah.
Okay. Still don't have a bike.
No, they have two bikes.
Next.
Amongst like the four or five.
Oh!
There's some bikes.
His bike is so cool.
Sweet bikes. Yeah. Sweet bikes.
All of them. I even like your dirt bike, dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you have a cop bike. Those are kind of cool. The guy in the middle has the best bike.
Yeah, I'm down with
that. Red and gold? Yeah.
Next.
Fucking Tony Stark Iron Man bike.
I'm digging it.
The toys look cool.
Yeah, he's in with some of the other riders, too,
yep.
on this one.
Yep.
I like
because that's black right there.
I like.
No, that's
well,
RX,
but it's
yeah.
still black.
Wow,
next.
Yeah, true.
Versus.
Ooh.
Time Force.
Shit. Yeah, Time Force.
Time
I'm going
Force.
Sentai.
Yeah, Time Force.
There was.
Hey, look, they won one.
I'm sorry, but the black and gold guy was awesome. Couldn't hold it.
Yeah.
Couldn't hold it.
Cannot carry that team.
Time Ranger, finally.
Sentai wins.
Next. Oh. Oh, man.
Oh, fuck. The Klingon War sesh is...
Sentai.
Fuck.
It's Wild Force. He's going to kill you.
Yeah, if you don't pick him, he will stab you.
I will take a stabbing. I gotta go fucking Kamen Rider on that one.
Under fear of murder, I shall give my vote to the Sentai.
I'm going with Sentai, so...
All right, Sentai won two in a row. Congratulations!
Next. Okay. All right, that was that. We have a lot more episodes to get to, so that was our episode.
Bye, everybody.
But, yeah, later on. Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.